I think what happens to Macbeth is a long chain of acceptances. He meets the witches and accepts what they have to say. He believes it. That happens instinctually and immediately to him. But then at each next stage of the play, he has to make a more conscious choice to believe it. And he, imaginative and emotionally, makes sort of further leaps down that road, so that, you know, he sees the dagger and has to kind of rationalise that into his mindset. And he accepts the madness, he accepts the witchcraft of the world in which he's going into, and almost tries to conquer it by accepting it.